Thank you for calling customer service. My name's Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
78358.
And can I have your first and last name?
Janet Stevens.
And that was 78358.
78358, yes.
Okay. I'm not seeing your name on the zip code. May I ask, what are you calling about?
Oh, it goes, I'm on this envelope as J.R. Stevens.
Okay.
Those are my initials.
And just to make sure I am hearing that zip code correctly, that is 78358.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not showing any customers under that zip code at all, ma'am.
Okay.
Where were you calling in about?
Are you using the last four, possibly?
No, ma'am, I was using the full five zip code.
Okay. Do you possibly use the 9-digit zip code?
No, ma'am, we
That's
only
on
use
my
the five, the first
okay.
five digits.
Okay, because the 9 are on my envelope here, so that's what made me think of that. I ordered the Keto NutriSlim that was endorsed by Joyce Meyer, and I got Premium Diet Keto. It's not anything like the label that was on the website.
Okay. Okay, now we do service keto products, so I'll have to see which one we do service. Now, could you give me that 4-9-digit zip code?
Yes, 78358-0236.
Okay, and that's the zip code for the address you ship to as well.
Yes, that's the address you ship to.
Okay. No, ma'am, still not showing anything with that 9-digit zip code as well. Do you have an order ID number?
Let me see. I got a little tiny piece of paper in the envelope. No, it has the item code and the phone number. That's my packing list. That's all of it.
And what was the name of the product again?
It's called Premium Diet Keto.
Okay, now I'm not saying that as a product we service, and you got our number off of the packing slip?
I'm not sure. Let me look at it. Make sure. No, I didn't. I got your number off of the website, which is where I ordered it.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I got some other things.
Okay. Now, was there an ex-customer service number on the bottle,
please? Let me see. I can't even read these little words. There is a number on the bottle for questions or comments.
Yes, ma'am. Now, since I cannot find your name in our system at all, I would recommend that you call the number on either the packing slip or that's on the actual bottle.
Okay, let me see if there's a same number. Oh, good grief, I can't read it. Yeah, that's the number. Same number on the packing slip as what's on the bottle. But that's not what I ordered. I ordered the one on the website where I got your phone number and the one that Joyce Meyer endorses.
Yes, ma'am.
And I ended up with this other thing.
Okay. Now, I would recommend that you try calling the people who actually sent you out the products.
Okay. Well, I waited an hour to talk to you, so I don't know how long I have to wait to talk to them.
Yes, ma'am, but unfortunately, I don't see you have an account with us, so you will have to call that number.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ari. I appreciate your time.
And thank you for contacting the customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.